all of the devices were in the bathroom because, quote, he likes to look at women, end quote, and denied that it was to videotape children.
This one always astounds me when we get these guys who are putting cameras in bathrooms. Like, what? Dude, you're going to get caught.
When has this ever worked out for somebody?
You are going to get caught.
Ever.
When everyone gets caught.
Like, unless it's one of those, like, super FBI, like, head of a pin.
Yeah.
Cameras, someone's going to look and be like, that's weird. Why is that thing there?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Idiots.
Come on, pervs. Get smarter.
Florida.
Of course. I was going to say, I know his is going to be from Florida.
The city of Lake Worth had a power outage on Sunday due to an unusual cause. Zombies. Residents received a message on Sunday morning reading, quote, power outage and zombie alert for residents of Lake Worth and Terminus. There are now far less than 7,380 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity. Restoration time uncertain, end quote. Lake Worth Public Information Officer Ben Kerr said someone hacked their messages last year around the time of Hurricane Irma, and that this week they scrubbed all the zombie messages from their system. So somebody got in and filled up the whole thing with zombie messages, and they've been sending out zombie messages.
I don't know that I've ever wanted to high-five a hacker, but I think this is, you know, there's a first time for everything. That is hilarious.
It's actually, I got to give him credit for that. You know,
hey, it could be a her.
Even throwing it, yeah, it could be a her, whomever. I got to give the hacker credit for that. Even the Walking Dead Terminus reference is a nice
I would
little
say,
touch
that was,
there.
That was attention to detail right there.
So if you're in the Fort Worth area, folks, there is no zombie activity. Mr. Kerr said that the next time anybody gets a message from them reporting zombie activity, it will be because there really is zombie activity. All these zombie
how comforting
messages have been purged from the system. Hey, I go see Deadpool this weekend if you're...
That's what I was going to say. My roommate saw it the other night. He said it was dope.
Here's what I'll say about it. It suffers from the condition of being a sequel. And because we've all seen Deadpool and we know what Deadpool is, it's a sequel. It's more of that.
It's just references to what you already love.
Yes. There is nothing in it that rises to the level of the opening sequence of Deadpool 1, which is one of the greatest things ever put on film. By anyone. It's hilarious. It's perfect. It doesn't get better than that sequence. But everything in this movie is great, and everything that you think this movie is going to be, it's not. And that's one of the funniest parts of the whole thing. So... definitely go see it. Absolutely worth it.
If only to get away from the humidity that has been this past week.
If only to get away from Solo, which I guess some people are going to go see that. Not going to see the Solo.
I'm good.
That's really what I'm saying. Anyway, that is all the time that we have. Until next time, Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
And I am Derek Gary. Have a very safe Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. Hey, buckle up if you are too drunk to drive. Just don't drive.
Yeah, no drinking and driving. Buckle up if you're on the roads. Stay safe, everybody.
Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing.
Oh,
shucks.
Oh, big shucks. competing too. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO, Medford. Jason Lane with you. We have a lot going on tonight. Tons of people coming in, and we're going to make it super exciting for you. Doug Toms will be in. He's formerly of the Boston Rock Opera. He moved to Vancouver a while back. He is a legend locally, and he's going to come in and chat with us. Also, American Apparel, they're going to be playing a show with Surprise Party, Four Point Restraints, the Gia Teenagers, and that happens at Zuzu this Sunday, 5/27/18. But enough chatter right now, we're just going to play some music for you. Here's The Drax.
Another one. Yeah, I remember when hip-hop was all about a block party. Smoke a few joints, sipping Coke and Bacardi. Cold 45 in a brown paper bag. This is how it was, it was all that we had. Back when bad men could. Back when the cops didn't bother to enter the hood. But it was still all good. The code of the streets, dope rhymes and beats, yeah. Electricity was free. Hopped the fence at the basketball court. Then we plugged in the sound, spin some records and danced. Sprayed the crowd, fire hydrant and a hollowed out can. Yeah, till the early light. Some kids went to bed, but I partied all night. Never any noise complaints like now. Didn't have any clubs. This is how it went down.
What happened to that? What happened to that?
Sam in the blackout and mad people died. Yankees won the title and we ate Reggie bars. Burned down buildings, broken glass, that's the backyard. Yo, it was a trip. If your car broke down, then your car got stripped. In 10 minutes flat off to the chop shop. Nobody saw nothing if you came from the block. Grandmaster Flash and Grandmaster Caz. Loop and break beats, it was sleight of hand, yeah. At Mr. Magic on the box, we would pop and lock and up rock, never. Nope, not to settle a dispute. The ladies of the 80s know ill repute. This is way before when the worst thing to be was whack.
What happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the place on the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the place on the
what happened to that?
Hey yo, I'm from the Bean, Boss Town, the hub, where if you didn't rock Adidas, you was seen as a scrub. We was always in the shadow of that apple from the south. In spite of that, it's where I learned what hip-hop was all about. The talent shows at the Lee School and Narcissus. For all the OGs, these memories stay with us like Twice Style rolling in the RSO truck, licking shots at his rivals like he didn't give a f-. Don't even try it with your whack promo. And that's your ass if you rock the Bruins gold and black logo. Ed OG put Dudley Square on Rap City. These days I'm honored to say he raps with me. Naturally over the years we've been through our dilemmas, but we've all come so far since the days of Lecco Slemma. Rest in peace to Guru, the real sh- back. We gonna make sure they never have to ask.
What happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the place on the
what happened to that? What happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the place on the
what happened to that?
Back, back,
but sometimes I still sit reminisce. 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 But sometimes I still.
Boiled dinner.
Potatoes.
So, you know, all the retard driver, why not? You throw it in there, you leave it in there for another half hour. Then you want to be cutting your corned beef against the grain on a cutting board, or you can use maybe like a sheet metal piece of flat bottom cold grease or whatever you got handy. And then you work, you want to work the meat for a long enough time that you could add some more salt.
It's the Weisternauts, by the way. Everyone's like, what is this?
As in Pete Weiss and Zippa Studios?
I believe so.
I know him.
Okay. Well, we have Doug Toms in the studio on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Jason Lane, Doug Toms, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Really glad to be here.
Obviously, you know, Joel told me about 30 plus times that you're a Boston music scene legend and, you know, Boston rock opera, Flesh Flower, among other things that you might want to chat about.
Yeah. Boston rock opera was something that I worked real hard on with, Mick Maldonado and Eleanor Ramsey and, oh my gosh, too many people to name without, keeping the other bands off the air today. It was a really great thing. It attracted Gary Cherone from Extreme.
Wow.
And Van Halen. He played Jesus in our Jesus Christ Superstar a couple of years. That was a really great thing. And it pretty much told me that after my rock bands all crapped out that I should go and do theater, which is I moved to New York and I did theater for 10 years. And theater and graphics. Okay, theater and graphics.
Graphics.
Because shows close, you know.
What kind of graphics?
Oh, name a bank that died in 2008, and I did their charts. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns.
Fleet, Boston?
No, these would be people that would be based in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But that's the kind of stuff. Boring.
Cool.
Boring dry
financial. It's interesting to see where people jump from, you know, their music career and how they keep their day job and their music, you know.
Yeah, but while we were doing that, I did a bunch of theater. I was in Stomp for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know Stomp?
Yes.
The Trash Can and Broom Show, yeah. And
it's phenomenal.
I put on my own rock opera there in New York City as part of the Fringe Festival in New York, and then I moved to Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What happened out there? Same
old stuff?
What
happened out there? Well, I met this fabulous girl. Her stage name is Burgundy Bricks, and we moved... After doing a little bit of burlesque in New York City with a show called Kitty Nights, the performer producer who had Kitty Nights there in New York let us use it, the name and the production, in Vancouver, and we're still doing it 10 years later.
That's amazing.
Just finished our 10th season on Sunday night. But we thought we were going to take the summer off, but no, we're going to be at the Pacific National Exhibition, which is like a big fair and an amusement park, and we'll be doing a series of 6 Fridays for their adult nights.
Wow.
So, yeah, burlesque, yay!
Wow, you can...
Girls are cool. I like girls.
You really can feel the magnitude of the artistic impulse that you have in this room when you're here. So we're kind of looking forward to...
I'm glad to get some of that.
Yeah, it's great. The aura is amazing. So what do you call your latest project that you're going to share with us?
Well, the latest project is Kitty Nights, the burlesque
thing. Kitty Nights, okay.
But, you know, you got to sing and play. It's got to come out. If I could step back in time a little bit to my last band here in Boston, was called Flesh Flower, as Joel mentioned. And at our very last gig, we performed this brand new song.
Oh, wonderful.
And my God, that was 1995. And sadly, this song has become more poignant as time has passed.
Wonderful.
It's called I'm Your Policeman. I'm your policeman. I'm out here on your street. I see disease, man. Killing people on my beat. I'm taking over. 'Cause you can't control yourselves. I'm your policeman. So, hand me the keys, man. I'm the only one you can trust. Down on your knees, man. Because democracy's a bust. Watch in the White House. All your stadiums and shops. I'm your policeman. My power never stops. If you don't like it, call the cops. All day long. was wrong. And all night long, the long arm of the law will whip your asses raw. I'm your policeman. I'm a donut, fat and slob. I may be ugly, but I do your ugly job. I chase the bad guys, and they all got bigger guns. If they shoot a policeman, damn it, they'll shoot anyone. Women, children, old and young, all our life long, we justify our view of right and wrong. And all your life long, watch what you think and say. I'm only just a wasted vote away. I'm your policeman. You make me what I am. I'm your policeman.
Wonderful. That was amazing. Doug Toms in studio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio on the town with Mikey D. Doug performing music from Kitty Knights, a Vancouver-based burlesque act that is award-winning.
Yes, actually, it's very true. You remember the Boston Phoenix?
Of course.
Or the Weekly Dig, I guess this is your arts weekly here now.
Yep.
Our arts weekly, the Georgia Strait, has voted us best Vancouver burlesque show the last 3 years in a row. So,
well,
we're just keeping the ball rolling, man.
if there's a bucket of songs like that, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So, do you want to play some more for us?
If I could roll the clock a little forward.
Sure.
I moved to New York to do theater.
Okay.
And then I got sick of it. Oh, my God. You don't get up at 5 a.m. to go audition for Shrek. You just don't. So, are any of you here in the studio? Are you any theater people? Theater experience?
No.
You know what happens at 7:30? The stage manager comes through the backstage and says, half hour! Because it's 8 o'clock, right? Yeah. And, you know, this next song is a bitter little ballad about being an actor in New York. It's called Showtime. Showtime! Everybody feel low time! Can't believe I still bother to go time. It's real what we feel. It's your soul that they want to steal. But I gotta live somewhere. I gotta eat somehow. So I open my mouth and I open my head and I open my guts again. Yeah, I open my mind and I open my soul and I open my guts again. Doesn't matter. Why does it need to matter? Well, it's showtime. It's 7:30 now. Half hour. But this ain't art. Shut up, play your part, and take it to the final bow. Wow! Showtime! Look out, it's showtime. Hunger pangs digging at my heels, dreaming about my next meal. But I'm always so broke, my life's one big long running joke. What restaurant, what restaurant, what restaurant pays your rent? Come on, shout out! Yeah! Come on, it's show, you're just another whole time. Yeah, and you always get to hear him say thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming in. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it. Next!
Thank you. Wow, you can really get a sense of the theater side of you when you perform.
Oh, it's fun times.
If you
right?
guys are sitting with me, I mean, Doug is sweating. His veins were popping out of his neck as he was just careening through that song.
Laying it down.
Well, so tell us more about Kitty Nights and how it's set up. Is it a full ensemble with dancers or how does it set?
Kitty Nights,
work?
At this point, we used to do a weekly show with just DJ tracks.
Okay.
We did that for 8.5 years every Sunday night in Vancouver. Yeah, it was a lot of work and a lot of people to book every single week. And so as the market and different shows changed, we decided that we were going to do a monthly show instead.
Okay.
At a bigger place with a live band. So the live band, we've done a bunch of different tributes to Prince and Pink Floyd and Bowie. And we got a Queen coming up in November. We planned it to have it in November, and then we got word, like everybody else did, that their movie's coming out in November. So we're like, yes! So, can't hurt there. But it's a creative thing where we assign songs or we come up with a whole list, and the performers will choose which one speaks to them, you know. And then we put it together, and we have two acts of fabulous burlesque performances.
That sounds great.
To spectacular music.
Do you ever plan on bringing this act to Boston?
Oh, well, we'll have to see what the market's like. I think there's already some burlesque here and there's some live band.
There
burlesque.
Absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of in every city. And I don't
yeah.
plan, you know,
no, understood.
That's wonderful. So we're glad that that's happening. You know, we don't want to step on Boston's
No,
steps.
That's great. It's your Vancouver thing, and it's obviously a pleasure to have you back.
Yeah,
in Boston.
Oh, it's so wonderful. It's really been about 25 years since I was in this building.
Wow.
With the late Mikey D. Boy, do I miss him. Nice guy.
Are you from Boston?
Yes, I was born in Weymouth and
okay.
in the early 60s, a Kennedy baby. And so I grew up and I ran a magazine called The Pit Report for several years. And
what kind of magazine was that?
Oh, it was an underground metal and punk magazine.
Cool.
You know, the Mosh Pit Report.
Yeah, I mean, we have people listening that, you know, want to know about the history of Boston. And
oh, yeah. I think that there was the Noise magazine that just stopped publication this year. Is that right?
T-Max, yeah.
It's really sad. Yeah, T-Max, a great guy. Really hardworking dude for Boston
music.
Yeah,
when I moved here, I mean, that was the go-to for me, I know, personally, for underground music here in Boston.
Right,
so.
And it's too bad that particular seat on the bench is empty now.
Right.
But, there was the Pit Report, there was Boston Rock, there was the Noise, and there's another one called Lollipop. There's a bunch of them at the same time.
One quick question I have is, you know, I always think about people, you know, there's a very transient population in Boston. People come and go. There's young people and musicians. What are some of the go-to bands from the past from Boston that you could suggest? You know, that you liked or played with?
Well, it's funny. You ask any musician, they're going to say musicians from 20 years ago when they were kids.
Yeah.
You know? So the bands that really made a big deal for me were like Human Sexual Response.
Okay.
Are you familiar with them at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Four lead singers, guitar, bass, drums. I mean, that's a pretty amazing band. And their records speak for themselves. And them, and I was very into John Butcher, and the Bags were always really a
nice.
Great, great, great band. And, of course, the Neighborhoods, who I guess still play the odd
yep.
show here now and again. I really loved Think Tree because they were unusual. I really loved a band called DDT. They were a trio.
I've heard of that band, too.
Yeah, they were two females on electronic stuff. I mean, they had, like, motherboards that you hit with a drumstick and it made a noise. Go figure. And just a lead singer. So, you know, they did a lot
Sounds
of industrial
amazing.
Stuff. It was
yeah.
really, really great.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent. So, Doug Toms, it's a pleasure to have you here.
It's very wonderful
and,
to be here.
And we are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University, Freeform Radio.
If you haven't got enough of me, I will be doing the open mic night on Monday at once.
Wonderful.
So.
What a cool place, huh?
I'll dress up nice and... And you can have your hair blown back and live. And
right, well, we're right doing there. Our traveling, so maybe we can come pop by and check that out on our way back.
Excellent.
So I'm sure it's not going to be during the day. It'll probably be at night.
Yeah, it'll be during the night, I'm sure. And maybe we can get it, you know, live streamed or somehow.
So there you have
see what happens.
Check out Doug Toms at once on Monday. Doug, you want to play one more before you go?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. Special drop detuning for all you metalheads.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by, Doug. We appreciate you having you.
Thank you very much. This song, when I still lived in Boston, one of the last things I did here was my own original rock opera called Electrifier, which was based on the Greek tragedy of Electra. And this is a song, when we did it in New York, that I added to it. Long ago, I stopped my asking for a reason why. Escaping is too dangerous to try. I only live here in this house to watch it die. I'm just a child, not very old. I do what I am told. The grown-ups here all live in fear of losing crown and throne. I yearn to be free, in lover's company. But any way to leave this horrid house is fine with me, because I am young and full of love, always denied. Yes, and I can't count the family tears already cried. Gods won't let me pray. I wish I could stand up and walk away. But the terror in my mind is there to stay. These lies. Clytemnestra, mother, there's no other I despise. Is this now our future set in stone? Electra and me under mother's scorn. Before I was born.
Doug Toms, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It's On the Town with Mikey D. Thanks for stopping by, Doug.
Glad to be here. Thank you very, very much for the opportunity to sing some songs here.
It is our pleasure.
Sing.
Infinite Room, a new project from Ruben Betzak. You might have heard him and Guillermo Sexo and Emerald Comets, right off of his latest EP. Now actually Atlanta, but we like to check in with those folks who tend to, move on and just kind of check in with them. So, Pam here, she's got a PSA for you. I would, but I can't hear you. No. Oh, well. Why don't you give me the PSA and I can read it? How about I backsell my bands that I played? So before Infinite Room, we had Band Without Hands, Never Leave My Mind off Apocalypse, their EP. Doug Toms Live in Studio. We also had Weisternauts with their New England Boiled Dinner. And then Detention with What Happened to That, featuring Acrobatic. So, Pam, would you like to do your PSA?
I would, but you said you couldn't hear me.
I couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can't. So why don't I just read this for you, unfortunately. Unless you want to come over here. I mean, this is college radio, so shenanigans like this will happen sometime. Maybe mic 3 will work for you. There you go. There you are. Everybody say hello to Pam.
Hi.
It's On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's right.
So what are you going to, how are you going to save our lives tonight?
Well, I'm going to save your lives with art.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm down.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. And this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Pam.
You're very welcome, Jason.
Now we have a public service announcement from Petty Morals.
Show on the road. Don't leave me hanging.
relentless static dynamic. It is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Jason Lane, and I am surrounded by young, promising musicians all over the place. And they're all playing a show together. We have representatives from American Apparel.
Hello.
With featuring former members of Man Trouble. Want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Jess Baja.
I'm Tom Maroon.
And joining Jess and Tom, we have...
Hi, I'm Lee Martin from Surprise Party.
Lee is from Surprise Party, and they are all playing a show together.
Yep.
This is a new thing for me. I've never had two bands at once playing the... I guess playing the same show helps tie it together. Like, you know, the rug and the Big Lebowski, you know, ties the room together.
Exactly. Yeah. You want a nice rug.
Exactly. Especially if you have no hair, you know, like me. But anyway. So you guys are playing with the Four-Point Restraints, the Gia Teenagers.
Ooh, fancy.
And Surprise Party, American Apparel. That all happens at Zuzu this coming Sunday. It's an 8 p.m. show this Sunday.
Yes,
once you're done filling up at your barbecues, you know, having a few... you know,
if anything,
barley pops.
If anything, that's prelude to your barbecues.
Exactly. There you go.
Start your barbecue outright with some local music.
There you go.
Zuzu.
Yeah. And then get ready to go to like a bonfire or something afterwards. Maybe not in Boston. Don't do that.
Yeah, bonfires are a thing of the past. But people do want the 90s back really badly. So
right.
That's true.
It's a good place to start.
Aren't bonfires a thing of the past? I'm pretty sure they're still around.
Yeah, but they were more like accepted, like less cop calling, and it was just like, yeah, the kids are just burning a giant bonfire in the back of the school. It's no big deal.
I think people have just gotten a little more smart about that sort of stuff, because I've definitely had like some friends who are just like, hey, we're going to have a bonfire, have a couple of beers. Let's go out to this creek in the middle of nowhere, Groton.
Groton. Nice. Nice. So you guys know each other?
Yeah, we played a show before. I was playing with Surprise Party, and they were playing with another band of theirs called Red Right Hand.
We just love to confuse people. It's all the same band, and it's actually current. So Red Right Hand became Man Trouble, but when our rhythm section goes and has a Memorial Day elsewhere, we play together and we call it American Apparel. Yeah,
that's amazing.
I know, right?
It's amazing how you can make that work, and then it's a very classic band move to do that, because you know, I'm a musician too, and two of my bandmates are playing a show by themselves, but and they just keep giving me crap about it. But you got to do what you got to do. You got to get out there and put your songs out there. So why don't you talk about Surprise Party and yourself before we get to the music?
Okay, my band is Surprise Party. We're a three-piece. We're based out of Lowell, Massachusetts.
Great music town.
Totally. And it's really, like, really picking up. Some amazing bands coming out of there.
I just played some Detention earlier.
Totally dug that.
He's one of my best friends, too. Yeah. So
Detention, so awesome. Really done some amazing stuff for local music, especially around Lowell.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and you're also a DJ as well? Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's true. I also DJ sometimes around Boston for Goth Industrial Nights under the moniker of Sawtooth.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard of Sawtooth.
That's fun. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for having heard of me.
Yeah. You're very welcome for existing. All right, I don't think that made sense what came out of my mouth. So,
words are hard.
I'm with you. I'm following.
Well, so you mind if we get to some music with these guys, Lee?
Yeah, go for it.
All right,
it's your life.
I'm just doing my best, because this is a totally new, unique scenario. Two bands at once playing the same show. One's not playing music,
nope.
The others are.
Whoa. I just want everyone to know I am not doing squat.
You can't beatbox for them while...
you're not going to do some table drumming or something?
Like a little PM Dawn kind of...
The funny thing is I have a djembe.
Yeah.
The funny thing is I have a djembe in my car, and I totally forgot to bring it up here.
There you go.
It didn't occur to me at all.
Of course you do. You're a drummer. There you go.
Of course.
Always keep
percussionist.
I also have a gong, several rototoms, a timpani...